Well, you know, so often in horse racing, we hear the term bias and track bias. And how do you go about finding the horse that raced with the bias and against the bias? Well, guess what? Now we have a solution for you. And that solution is coming courtesy of Rusty Sharp, who is the man behind biasbook.net. That's right. That's the site where you can go and look at horses and find out horses that, well, maybe you want to bet on that could be good plays next time and maybe get some information that most of the betting public doesn't have. Rusty Sharp with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rusty, appreciate it, my friend.
Mike, thanks for having me in. I appreciate it, too.
Yeah, and a great idea. I mean, you know, so often we see the speed figures in the past performances and everybody has that information.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you're always looking for that edge. And I did this at one point. I tracked for an entire meet, a Saratoga meet. I tracked biases, and I would pour mm-hmm. over charts every single day, and it's an awful lot of work, and now you do the work for people so that they don't have to do it, but it's a great way to pick winners.
Absolutely. It is. Like you said, it can be a bit tedious, but the rewards more than make up for the time spent doing it. It's I've been doing this probably for, oh goodness, well over 30 years, playing bias horses and such, and actually got the idea from an Andrew Beyer book that I read. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, My $50,000 Year at the Races, if you've read it. It's a great read if you've not read it, but in there, there was one part in his year where he was betting Pimlico, and he mentioned he was playing the rail bias, and I thought, bias, so I read a little bit more about it, and I thought, and after I finished the book, I thought, well, what if somebody could actually track that from, you know, track to track. Well, at that time, it was you had to buy a racing form on Wednesdays and Thursdays to get charts because it wasn't available. And then, thankfully, a major racing publication finally came out with the charts. I don't know if you remember that. And you could buy them weekly. So I bought a year's subscription. It had all the charts in there.
Yep.
And it was just like the clouds opened up. I'm like, wow, I got all my information. It's right here. And then I just started doing it for about 2 years. I did everything on paper because I wanted to be sure, and I had to get a certain formula because it's other people may also track biases, but it's very, you know, one person may say, okay, this is a biased horse, and this another person may say this is not quite a biased horse. It's you know, it can go either way. People have their own ways, but I wanted to get a certain formula down that I was comfortable with, and after about 2 years, I finally got it and then started actually putting money into it.
So what is biasbook.net? What can people expect when they go to the website?
Okay, great. When you go to biasbook.net, basically what we have there for you is we, like Mike said, we do all the work for you. We've already poured over all the charts. We've already watched all the video. We have probably 17 to 18 racetracks available on there. We have 6 on there now that are available for track bias information. But we'll tell you the horses in each race that ran with the bias and ran against the bias. When a horse ran with a bias, obviously they had everything in their favor. So that might explain why they put up a big figure last time. So you might want to, when you're handicapping, go, well, you know, that 101 buyer figure may not be, it may not be as strong as it is. When on the other hand, if you have a horse that ran against a bias that you kind of like, and you go, why did this horse run so poorly last time? And then you maybe go to our site, if you're a member, and you look and you go, oh yeah, that's right. He's a closer and it was all speed that day. So that explains his bad performance last time. You kind of draw a line through that.
Yeah. Again, a great concept and a great mm-hmm. way to find information that most people are not going to have. So when people go to the website, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to register, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, obviously, they can read through all the information. Mm-hmm. They can find out what biasbook.net is all about. And they can kind of look through all the information you just stated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll register for an account. How much does it cost to register?
$24.95 a month.
Okay. And then they're going to have access to all this information for the entire month.
And, you know, it's not just one track. It's unlimited.
Wow.
If you're playing 6 tracks, we've got those 6 tracks for you. And it's unlimited. And it's just, just so you know, I know because I've joined in the past other sites and everything, and I was really upset when they renewed it automatically. I purposely set this up so it does not do that. We if you're not happy or you're satisfied with the product, okay, that's fine. Thank you for trying us and move on. But we think you will be, and you will continue to renew it.
$24.95 for an entire month of information. You go to the racetrack, and most people are going to bet more than that on one race, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Now they get an entire month worth of information and valuable information. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's a brilliant concept, and I would encourage most everybody to head over there to biasbook.net and get your information. So in terms of the success rate and some mm-hmm. of the winners that you've had come through the website lately that you've tabbed, Okay. Talk about some of those.
Well, we also right now are offering on the website our play of the day, Bias Horse, the play of the day for free.
Yeah.
If you just want to go and see, well, let's see how these clowns are doing here. Let's see what's, you know, going on. And actually, we had Cloud Computing, who won the Preakness as a play of the day. You could have gotten that free. The Belmont winner as well, Abel Tasman, was a Bias Horse. And just recently, the $193 winner at Belmont last Thursday was a Bias Horse. And I have to say, I was a little bit animated because I bet a little bit on, and I was watching it at home, and I got had the windows open. I think the neighbors think I'm crazy. But I don't know about you, but that's the largest $2 mutual I've ever hit on a horse. And it was
unbelievable.
It was very exciting.
So, yeah, unreal.
And there were other members that had it as well, and they sent some emails to us. It was really nice of them to say, hey, thanks, appreciate it. And so it was, I think I enjoy the emails more than anything when people, and especially in the past when I've been at the racetrack and I've had Bias Horses and people would come up that knew me and I was playing Bias Horses. Hey, you got any Bias Horses today? Oh yeah, here you go. And I get a kick out of it when they take those Bias Horses and actually win with it or maybe put into a pick four or something. And I get as much kick out of cashing a ticket.
There is also such a thing as a double Bias Horse, right?
Yes. Probably for the past 20 years or so, I've been keeping, you know, running tabs to see how you do. A double bias horse, which is, in short, a horse that's run against the bias his last two races. They win it at just shy of a 60% clip, an average payoff right around $15. And that's a 20-year sample. But, unfortunately, you only get one or two of those a month.
Right.
You know, if not, I would be living in a house on a hill somewhere.
Yeah, but that's all you need, especially if they're going to give you that kind of return on your investment.
Right.
You're not going to win 100% of the time. But if you win 60%, let's say it's even 50%.
Right.
Right? And you're getting that kind of mutual return.
Right.
That's all you need. You can just wait if you want to. You can wait for the double bias horses to be posted.
You could do that.
And go for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, right? If you wanted to
it
do that.
It just depends on what your risk level is and what your betting strategy is. And then, you know, and if you really wanted to get fancy, you tie them up with some other horses you like in the race and maybe hit those exactas and trifectas.
Exactly, and pick fours and stuff like that. Probably the most famous double bias horse, Birdstone in the Belmont.
Ooh.
And I took a lot of abuse the weeks leading up to that Belmont. I was telling everybody, I said, who do you like in the Belmont? Because Smarty Jones, of course, was coming. I said, well, I love Birdstone. He's a double bias horse. And they said, oh, man, you're crazy. There's no way. And I'm like, I had handicapping friends call me up going, you still playing that Birdstone? Yeah. Oh, dude, you're a clown. That horse has no shot. And vindicated, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it was, and I actually at that time had made the largest wager on a horse ever on Birdstone at that time. So.
Wow.
And it was quite a rush. But, yeah, so when somebody says, hey, what's the best bias horse you've ever had? And it wasn't a very popular one, but. You know, I remember when I made the wager at the window, the teller looked at me like, he goes, okay. and he goes, you said, you can just tear those up now if you want. And I looked at him and said, I'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah.
So
visiting with Rusty Sharp, the man behind biasbook.net, your home for the bias horse, trying to figure out which horse maybe ran with the bias or against the bias. You can do it all. And they do all the work for you at biasbook.net. How did you get started and hooked on horse racing, Rusty?
My father, actually. He was a horse player. $5 player, but nobody loved the horses more than he did. Do you remember that big tree? It used to be at Keeneland right by the paddock.
Yeah.
But then, unfortunately, they recently cut it down. That's where I learned to handicap.
Really?
When I was 12 years old, I remember it like it was yesterday. My father took me to the track. He had a racing form, and we were under that tree, and he showed me how to read a racing form under that tree. So for years, even after he passed away, I would always...
What a great memory.
Oh, yeah. See, I've got chills talking about it. So after he passed away, for years, when I'd see that big tree, I'd think of my father. So I was really sad when they cut it down, but I understand they had to do it. But yeah, that's where I learned to handicap under that tree.
Yeah, we're doing this interview on Father's Day weekend, so I guess it's appropriate you would reflect on the memory like that. Was your dad into trying to find those horses that maybe raced against the track bias, or did he have a different approach?
No, he had a different approach. It was all class with him.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 100% class.
Yeah. And so how did you get hooked on the bias side of things?
I just, like I said, I read the Andy Beyer book.
And that was where you got started.
And that put the little bright light in my cranium, so to speak, and I went on from there, and I thought, well, maybe there's something to this. And so I guess maybe a little bit to Andy Beyer.
How do you use your own information with that bias horse? Do you try to hook that horse up in multi-race wagers or exactas, trifectas, or do you just bet the horses straight?
For me, I'm a pick four player. Mm-hmm. I enjoy playing the pick fours and the pick threes. So I will, I never fail to throw a bias horse into a pick four or a pick three or something like that. And I always get a win bet on them as well because, you know, usually they're 5-1 or higher, the stronger bias horses are the ones. Because the best thing about this is their last race, it looks like, usually it looks like they didn't run very well.
Yeah.
So the form's hidden for the most time. So normally the prices are pretty decent on the horses, so.
So if I'm a customer at biasbook.net, I go and I register and pay the $24.95 for an entire month, how many races each day can I expect to see on there and find my bias horse?
Wow. I guess an average, let's say 9 races a track. So we're doing 6. We have 6 tracks right now, so 54. So not every race is there a bias horse, but I would say on average 20 to 30.
Yep.
A day probably.
Wow.
And now there are situations where sometimes in a day there will be no bias horses running that day because everybody ran on fair racing service last time. So what we do, we just put none there. But that's okay because you have 5 other tracks you can go to.
Yeah.
But tonight at Churchill, they got a big card and there's a plethora of bias horses. I can't wait to get into the card tonight. I'm hoping the bias book does well tonight. So.
Well, there you go. It's biasbook.net. Rusty Sharp with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. You can go there. Sign up. You can see the free play of the day. That doesn't cost you anything to do. And follow it for a little while. See what you think and just sign up and give it a shot. It's a great way to pick up some information that a lot of your competitors, so to speak, the other players in the sport, are not going to have. It's biasbook.net. And Rusty, a brilliant idea, and we encourage everybody to head on over and sign up.
You make a great point. It's an excellent handicapping tool.
Yeah.
Excellent handicapping tool. You can just use that information and know you may not like this particular horse, but at least you know you can explain why their last race was so bad or their last race was so good. And I should also mention, if it works easier for you, Twitter at biasbook.net.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
At biasbook.net
on
Twitter. All right, there you go. Follow him, Rusty Sharp, and shoot him a note. Let him know what you think of
love
the website.
Love to hear from you.
Yeah, he would definitely love to. And start picking those winners today and use that information to your advantage. It's a great site, biasbook.net. Appreciate it, my friend.
Mike, thank you, sir.